Right, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, just after lunch, and I'm sat here on a nice multicoloured sectional sofa with John Howard of BBC. John, you just very quickly explain your role a little bit.
I'm the web development team leader at BBC Children's, which gives me an oversight over CBBC, CBeebies, and also we develop games across those sites.
Is this your first bar camp?
It's not. I've done game camps and various things before, but yeah, it's always good fun. I kind of like the creative conflict that goes right, on in these places.
You were in the Code Lab presentation yesterday.
Very good, very well attended session.
What did you think about the concept of it? National programme.
The concept's excellent. Yeah. I think it's well known. Amongst us of a certain age, you know, us who had our teens in the 80s, we know that we learnt our computing because the computer turned on and said, and the word came up and said ready, and all you can do is program from there. So it's fairly obvious that now kids don't even have the opportunity to get into programming. It's kind of like a black box now, the art of programming. So the whole idea of having a very glitzy, clean interface hides the fact that a lot of effort goes into it, a lot of processing and programming, and skill goes into making that interface. And the how does it work kind of idea is a very powerful one, but not one that is being addressed in technology now.
You used a nice analogy. You talked about a swan that, you know, you see this white...
Well, yeah, when you see it, you see a swan on the lake and its legs are paddling underneath. What you don't see on your iPhones and laptops and everything now is the processing that's required. You know, those legs flapping away are basically those lines of code that a coder has spent a long time and a lot of skill putting together. And in a way, when kids are kind of deciding on what career they want to go on, then they can't see that there are exciting opportunities and exciting things that they can do. In the world of computing, what they do see are the glitzy things in life now. Because I don't know, is it because back in the 80s, it was when you saw the word ready, that was exciting. You know, that was a sexy word because it meant that I've got the power at my fingertips, and not many people have ever done this before. Is that a driver, or is it just, you know, the internet has exposed everyone to a huge panoply of things that they can do in their lives, that's kind of taking people's desire away from something. It's hard to program. Is that it? It's just because it is a very, very hard, logical and mathematical
understanding
that you need.
So you seem to think that there's some potential in giving all children an opportunity to at least taste or try some coding or programming.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, most kids won't have their own computer, so if you could get a little box that they could plug in and program, and just for sentimental sake, make the first word ready.
John, thank you very much.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of Bar
Thanks
Camp. Thank you.